Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. So much to enjoy in the garden. One beautiful day is not enough to see it all. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make your reservations and head on over. Stepping up to the entrance gate, you'll be walking next to a lovely hot magenta display of rock purslane flowers. Once these tall spires start to bloom, they continue until the frost returns in the fall, and the interesting blue-gray swirls of fleshy leaves grow so densely that they help to suppress weeds where they grow. While they are grown as an annual in many areas, they are a short-lived perennial, only 2 to 3 years in our Mediterranean climate. But the good news is you may restart them from cuttings or by letting the flowers go to seed. Just at the gate to the courtyard, see the pot of Fuchsia trifolia, or honeysuckle fuchsia as it's commonly known, with the hot red and purple drooping blooms and the purple sweet alyssum and trailing lobelia underplantings. The Fuchsia trifolia is a native plant in Haiti and Dominican Republic. It does best in shady spots with temperatures of 60 to 80 degrees. Heading around the corner of the administration building, the red powder puff espalier is beginning to bloom. The blooms of this fast-growing tree are attractive to hummingbirds and butterflies. At the edge of the koi pond, see the gorgeous bloom on the iris and sata hybrid, or Japanese water iris. This tall and hardy iris loves a boggy spot and will form a clump larger and larger each year. If you walk over to the upper meadow, the hybrid trumpet tree, or hybrid tebabua tree, is still blooming this spring. It's a really beautiful tree, and the blooms show up before the tree leaves out. Also notice the hybrid jessamine is blooming. These wonderful orange blooms are another flower that feeds the butterfly and hummingbird populations in the garden. They're a great backdrop or hedging plant as they grow 4 to 5 feet tall, bloom early spring to frost, do well in sun and part shade, and do not need to be deadheaded to keep the bloom coming. Walking back towards Dottie's, you'll see that the lime tree is heavy with bloom. Walking farther along the paved path, and you see an interesting plant that looks like it's made out of felt. However, that's just the first year for this biennial plant. In the second year, a tall spire of yellow flowers will develop. The scientific name is Verbascum thopsus, but this is commonly known as mullein, and historically it's been used as a remedy for earaches and respiratory ailments. Interestingly, almost all flying pollinators like the flowers that open just a few at a time and before dawn. They close up by mid-afternoon, and the blooming time is directly affected by the height of the blooming spire. After blooming, the entire plant dies off, but the tiny seeds can live in the soil for decades, and each time the soil is disturbed, the plant returns. On the left side of the road in front of the greenhouse, the desert globe mallow is showing off its beautiful apricot-colored blooms, while the Cleveland sage is scenting the air with its beautiful gray-green foliage and blue flowers. Just next to that is another sage, blue Ecuadorian sage, with a tiny, almost purple bloom, and next to that is the bushy, hot, crimson-flowered island snapdragon. If you love sage and wish to get the best of the scent, just turn up the walkway between the California bush sunflowers and the sticky monkey flowers. You'll also see a purple blooming desert wishbone bush, but the wonderful scent is the hybrid sage called Bee's Bliss Sage. This is a low-growing sage and has a heavy, wonderful scent that fills the air around it and is a bee magnet, so be careful. There are some lovely cactus flowers in the cactus collection. See the yellow bunches on the Parodia cactus from the Rio Grande do Sul area of Brazil, and also see the fabulous bloom on the hybrid hedgehog cactus. In the Bohannon Rose Garden, while most of the rose bushes are still sending up new growth and flower buds, there's a fabulous new border of hot orange knockout roses. There are plenty of other wonderful flowers to see that are not roses. Look for the beautiful garden strawberry bushes that come in both pink and white flowers, the pincushion flowers in pink and blue shades, the great hybrid penstemon, hybrid geranium, hybrid daffodils, and a meadow of blue-eyed grasses blooming. Just down the back hill in the bulb garden, there's a new bloom this week. See if you can find the lovely Byzantine gladiolus, a fiery pink orchid-looking flower growing on a 2-foot-tall spike. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.